Hello. Our guest this week is Nigerian singer-songwriter Asha. Her folk-inspired melodies with her trusted guitar are often uplifting, but she's never been afraid to tackle the big subjects. On her recently released fourth album, Lucid, she explores how love in its many different guises governs life.
It's warm, it's dark, it's brilliant, it's somber. And that was what I was writing about. The joy, the longing and wanting, the hope, every color of love.
On the opening song, Murder in the USA, that color is dark indeed.
Got blood on my hands.
Yeah. It's about sexual violence.
Who's gonna save me now? I shot my lover and I ran away. Coming and murder in the USA. Who's gonna save me now? Who's gonna help me now? I shot my lover and I ran away. Didn't mean it to go this way. No, no, no.
The song could scarcely have come at a better time, when France, like so many other countries, has woken up to the reality of femicide. That's to say, women being killed by their partners because of their gender.
It all happened so fast with him and Don. We just made love and it was so pure.
Feminicide and abuse in relationship has been going on very, very, very long. But I think this time happens to be the right time when the world, everybody collectively, is talking about it.
Now I'm in trouble, big, big trouble. Got blood on my hands. Yeah.
Like all the songs, I always just want to educate people. I just want to bring people's awareness as well as entertain. So I think it just, you know, colluded or came at the right time. I don't know, but it did come at this time, and it's the message everyone is talking about.
Everyone's talking about it, maybe, but the song was also born of experiences much closer to home.
I've grown up seeing my parents have this problem, especially my mom. I think Murder in the USA is really about knowing the signs, being aware of the signs and living, because I don't want to go deeply into childhood memories, but childhood wasn't the best for me because I did see abuse, you know, on my mother's part. And as a girl, it was very destructive and very disturbing for me. And it gave me a warped idea about the world. And as a grown-up woman, I didn't want to be in this kind of situation. So my mom, I feel like, you know, talking to her, I feel like she saw signs, but she thought, well, the society expects you to be married and be with your husband and wait for the children, you know, stay. And for me now, I'm like, no, I don't have to, you know, I don't have to go through that. I don't have to buckle under the weight of society, where society expects women to be married, have children, be sweet. Things are changing now.
First time Asha has sung about gender violence in such a direct way, but she alluded to it on her first eponymous album in this song, So Beautiful.
Queen of my life, you are so beautiful, mama, you're beautiful. Emi wa mama kon, talere ye ye ye, mama mi o rojuri. That is why I'm loving you.
In my first album, I sang So Beautiful, which was really about my mom. and I did see some certain things about her staying and suffering for the children in her husband's home. So I have always talked about, you know, these kind of things, but really from a girl who loves and admires her mother. So it's really always saying that, Mom, I see you. Thank you very much. Oh, how beautiful.
Asha is good at making the personal more universal. This song, Torn, was inspired by a friend's broken relationship.
Next time I choose better, do I open my to?
I actually saw a photo online, and from time to time I would say, hey, how are you doing? You know, so I thought there was something off. I called her and said, oh, you know what, next time I'll be very careful who I give my heart to. And I thought, wow, that's a very powerful word, you know. And I thought, wow, there's nothing I say right now that would make this girl smile and forget. You know, it's not like you take a pill and forget about heartbreak. So I said, I needed to write a song, and maybe I can, through that song, help her heal. And I was also singing to a wider audience that might be going through this same heartbreak.
Recorded the vocals for the song Torn in her small Paris flat, where the sweltering summer heat and other annoying factors gave it a tense emotional register.
In the heat of Paris summer, you know, this kind of temperature that there's not a wind, there's not even a fly, because there's no wind to propel the wings. And the toilet was broken, the apartment stank, and the plumber just seemed to be so French. Madame, excusez-moi, c'est un, c'est un enfant, so, you know, you have to be patient. I'm like, no! So I wrote the song that afternoon and recorded on the cheap mic. And I think, you know, with the summer, the broken toilet, and just being able to scream at the roof of Paris, that day was so special because it was the only day that I could sing that song. And I could never sing it the same way ever, because all of that emotion for that particular day contributed to what the song is today.
She tried re-recording the vocals in the studio, but somehow it didn't work.
Couldn't sing it in the studio because it's a different story. I didn't feel how I felt that day in the perfect setting like the studio. The studio was too perfect. There was no window. Everything was cool. You know, and so when everything is cool, I sing cool.
Asha divides her time between her small Parisian flat and the huge bustling city of Lagos, Nigeria's economic capital.
Oh, Aremi Laide, Ni Boloda, Laja Saturday.
And the song Happy People, which she sings in her native Yoruba language, is a tribute to the resilience of the people living in Lagos.
But I meet you ready. Kalada costume lawa. Go say la fig bonus okay. But I meet you ready. Oh, we're happy people, and that's who we are. We're having fun.
It can be tough, you know, in Lagos. But we no longer complain anymore in Lagos. We just make a joke of the situation, you know, and try to make the best out of it. So that's what I mean by happy people. This is a contrast. It's not the best situation, but they smile. We never have 24 hours of electricity. It's not done. When we do, everyone is like, hush, hush, don't remind the government. You know?
Lucid is Asha's fourth album, and a mature one at that. The story of a woman who came out of a five-year toxic relationship with a much better sense of self.
I don't have to stay in a relationship if I don't want. And that's where I am now. Because I haven't seen my mom go through what she went through. I haven't seen a lot of women who have this ideology back home in Nigeria that, oh, you must do this. I've come to a stage of lucidity that I think I don't have to. I think I love myself more, and I think I need to invest more in that idea. And I think I have to go against what everyone expects of me. To me, I always see music as a tool to do something in other people's lives. So when I'm writing for everyone.
That was Nigerian singer Asha ending this week's World Music Matters podcast. And my thanks to Sarah Tisser for the interview. Until next week, bye bye. Fair fetch you, Nipper, call our.